I'm Assistant News Director Nathan Cones with your Week in Review for Sunday, December 1st, 2019. At number 10 on our list, a Carroll teen was uninjured in a single vehicle accident last Tuesday. The details of the accident can be found online at 1380kcim.com, but the most important thing, of course, the driver there uninjured. At number 9, formal charges were filed against a Carroll man accused of stealing from a home he was working in. The man accused of taking over $750 in property as well as a debit and credit card from that residence while he was contracted to do that work there. At number 8, a Manning man charged with public intoxication after his breath test showed his BAC was more than 4 times the legal limit. The man was a patron at Whitey's Bar over in Manning. Police were called after a report that a man was becoming unruly and attempting to instigate fights. At number 7, a bridge collapsed east of Hamlin, and that's going to be closed until next spring. A combine was driving over that bridge, and the driver of the combine said he felt the bridge begin to fall. The combine actually fell into the creek bed. He was uninjured, but the combine and the bridge both very damaged in that incident. At number 6, a Carroll woman accused of writing thousands of dollars worth of bad checks has been formally charged in district court. She faces second-degree theft charges, a Class D felony. The suspect was given the opportunity to repay those debts, according to authorities, but she failed to do so. At number 5, 4 accidents were reported to Carroll County authorities, and they urged people to use caution after some wintry weather last week. Again, the details of car accidents, we always encourage you to check out 1380kcim.com under the news section. At number 4, Western Iowa Energy announces they will be seeding plots for a Monarch butterfly fueling stations. As many people know, butterflies do migrate from the winter and they head all the way down south to Mexico, but they need some energy to get there. So Western Iowa Energy providing the necessary nutrients for those butterflies on their way south. At number 3, a Hamlin woman, formerly of Manning, was killed in an accident last Saturday morning. Again, details can be found at 1380kcim.com. At number 2, a Carroll man was arrested last Monday on 2 counts of second-degree sexual abuse. The victim in that case between the ages of 7 and 11, and the abuses happened over the course of several years. He remains in custody on a $25,000 bond at the Carroll County Jail. And then our top story from the last week, there were no reports of injuries in a combine rollover accident on a collapsed bridge from Monday night. That's in connection to the bridge collapse I mentioned earlier. Again, the driver was not injured, but that combine did roll over into the creek bed, and the bridge is expected to remain closed until April of next year until repairs can take place. And that wraps up your Week in Review for Sunday, December 1st, 2019. For all of these stories and many more, visit 1380kcim.com and check out the news section on Western Iowa's information leader. I'm Nathan Cones reporting.